You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. West Central Wisconsin, along with parts of Minnesota and Iowa, continue to be one of the country's most active regions for frac sand mining. The sand gets shipped to oil and gas operations in other states, but dust kicked up in the mining process stays here. And many people who live near frac sand facilities are concerned about what that could mean for their long-term health. Emily Heinem is the Science in the Media Fellow at Iowa Watch from the Iowa Center for Public Affairs Journalism. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, you're based in Iowa now, but I understand this got on your radar while you were here in Wisconsin. What got you started looking into frac sand mines and possible health impacts?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I spent a short time in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, so just right over the river. And I first learned about the issues from Crawford County Stewardship Project, which is in Crawford County, Wisconsin. And at this point, I had vaguely heard of silicosis and certainly never associated it with sand mining. And so I just was curious about what research was being done and who else didn't know about these issues. And so this year, I was fortunate enough to become a Science in the Media Fellow with Iowa Watch, and this let me answer some of those questions.
Before we get into the specifics of the health concerns, let's talk about these sand mines in general. A lot of people are familiar with fracking, which isn't happening here in Wisconsin and Iowa so much, but it does use this sand, and there's a lot of this kind of mining going on in our two states, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and Minnesota as well, kind of this little corner of our states, so northeast Iowa, southwest Wisconsin, and southeast Minnesota, all have sandstone bluffs that are being mined, and they use that sand in fracking. So they mine the sand, get it to the correct size, and then ship it to the places where the fracking itself is actually occurring. And that's basically used as structural support for the water and chemicals that they pump to extract the natural gas.
Talk about the specific kind of pollution that has some people worried.
Yeah, so I was looking specifically into air quality. And so basically when they mine these for the sand, they have to blast the bluffs. And some of these are above ground. More commonly, this is happening actually below ground. And so they blast the bluff, these big rocks, into small pieces, and when that happens, a plume of dust kind of comes up and then can drift away from that facility. And that silica in the sand has people concerned for their health. It's a risk for silicosis, which is a respiratory disease, and essentially it scars the tissue of the lungs and can cause lifelong damage and respiratory difficulty. And so that's the biggest issue. And so what we were looking at in this study was if that that community members are at risk for silicosis, and if so, like how big of a risk that presents.
When you looked at scientific studies that were out there, what did you find out about safe levels of these silica particles and what's present near these mining sites?
Yeah, so we found two researchers that were looking in kind of your area up in the Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire area, and they were looking into that silica dust. And out of the University of Iowa, there's a researcher there named Patrick O'Shaughnessy, and he was looking specifically at silica. So he set up some monitoring sites in residents around those facilities. So within a half a mile of those facilities, he would put out this EPA-approved equipment. And then just looked at the silica levels, and he found that there were not damaging levels of silica. So basically, there was not the exposure that was necessary to cause the adverse symptoms of silicosis in those surrounding facilities. So that's what he found in his study, and that was probably 5 years ago. And there's another researcher who actually works for University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, and he's doing some studies as well. So he is monitoring in the same way that O'Shaughnessy was, but he is actually measuring for more than just silica. He's looking at all pollution. So there's microscopic dust that's in these areas. It's called PM2.5, and that stands for particulate matter. And so he's looking not only at silica, but also these other 2.5 PM 2.5 dusts, and found that there were significant levels of this pollution in those areas. So finding that maybe not silica in particular is dangerous, but that there are elevated levels of this pollution in those areas.
We're talking to Emily Heinem from Iowa Watch, looking at sand mining in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota, and concerns about health risks in neighboring communities. Emily, you also talk to people who live near sand mines and some activists as well. What kind of things are they experiencing in those communities?
Yeah, so mostly people just want to know more information. What I'm finding is that there's not a whole lot of research being done on the communities themselves around these facilities. And silicosis is certainly a risk, and a known risk to workers. So they all have to wear this personal protective equipment, and really are taking extreme measures to make sure their safety is intact, which is fantastic. But we're looking at the community members. And so mostly people want to know more. There's not enough research being done about the dangers of living near these facilities. But there were also people that did experience adverse health issues. So I talked to an activist up in the Chippewa Falls area. Her name is Pat Popple. And she was a principal. And she said that one of her teachers, when she was a principal, was living very close to one of these facilities, and she had four air filters in her home, and she was still coughing. And whenever she would leave the area, her cough went away, and then whenever she would come back, the cough would come back. And she has cattle, and her cattle are also coughing.
Are there plans to do more of the research that you were talking about to try to figure out how much of these pollutants are in the air and whether they're affecting people and maybe causing symptoms like the ones you just mentioned?
Yeah, so there are researchers that are still working, in particular Crispin Pierce. He's the researcher up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And so he has groups of students that he is constantly doing monitoring with. So that's fantastic, and hopefully there are others too that are continuing to do this work. He's the only one that I know of that's currently doing research in it.
And what do mining companies say about their efforts to make sure there aren't too many of these pollutants in the air?
Right. So they're saying that they're doing everything they can to try to protect both their workers and their neighbors. So they've taken steps. Sand comes from, and this pollution comes from transport. So as they're moving the sand from place to place, they kind of jostle the sand, and it can turn it into that dust, which can escape out of the train cars or semis or however they're transporting it. And you can see it in mounds on sides of highways and rail, train tracks and all that. So they are finding that if they can make efforts to seal their cars better and try to make sure that dust isn't finding ways to escape in transport, that's really what they're working to do. And then also making sure that they are changing their filters on their vents and that kind of stuff. That's all really important to make sure that the quality of our air is safe.
And are there state or federal guidelines that apply that limit how much of this stuff can be put out into the air?
Yeah, so right now in all states, they measure PM 2.5, so that's kind of the general pollution. And so DNR is regulating that in all of our states. But for silica specifically, we do not have specific measurements on that silica. So Minnesota does have regulations on that. They say you cannot have above 3 micrograms per cubed meter, and they adopted that from California. So there are 6 states in the United States that have those silica regulations. Minnesota does have those. Wisconsin and Iowa do not have specific silica regulations.
We'll leave it there for now. Emily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Emily Heinem is the Science and the Media Fellow at Iowa Watch. She joined us to talk about her reporting on silica pollution near frac sand mines and concerns about potential health impacts.